Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. And this morning, today we want to continue on with our discussion about prophets, the prophets of the biblical times, the old, and the prophets, today's prophets. And, you know, we were talking yesterday about how prophets in the Bible, they were very, like I said, they were very humble men, and they were dedicated strictly to living the life of a prophet as the Lord had commanded them to do. You didn't hear about those prophets doing anything but that kind of work. That was their life. That's what they had to do, and it's what they were ordained to do by God. It was just a whole different mindset. Like I said, those prophets were holy men who trusted God, who lived for God, who lived for everything that God stood for is what they then stood for. And they were respectful to and had reverence of and towards the Holy One, the Holy God, the Great I Am. A whole different attitude than you see today. Today's prophets are from a different mindset. The mindset being in today's realm is that these people who call themselves prophets today, they're appointed by themselves. They want to be a prophet, so they either proclaim to be one automatically, or they'll go to one of these people who are that claim to already be a prophet, who now has a school of prophecy to teach them how to become a prophet. It's a whole different world. In biblical days, from the Bible's perspective, which is the same perspective we're supposed to be using today, you could easily define a prophet as one appointed by God himself to be his messenger. So, and it's appointed by God, just like a minister, just like a preacher, a pastor today. If they're not actually called by God, if that calling has to come from God. So many preachers today are preachers because they go to church with their family, maybe, or whatever the case might be. Somebody mentioned to them that they should be a preacher. They're good at what the speaking and things of that nature. Or in a lot of cases, they become a pastor or a preacher because it's a good livelihood. You know, preachers, a lot of preachers make a lot of money. Not all, but even in some, you take some smaller towns in the country, here in the United States as an example. For anybody overseas listening to this, this might astound you. But here in the United States, I know a lot of ministers, some men and women both. Not that I agree with women ministers, but I'm saying I know them. I know some of them that are. But they'll be in a small town of just a couple thousand people, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 thousand, not that big of a town, and they'll be making $30,000 a year salary. They'll be getting a free home to live in. They get free electricity to for that home. They get free all their utilities, their water bill, their sewer bill, everything's all paid for. They get a car, either a car expense or a car allowance, which is the same thing. They get insurance for free, health insurance. All this stuff is all free for them. If they need to go to a class for training, their church pays for it. I mean, they basically, if they're making $30,000 salary, they're probably making $50,000 to $60,000 a year, time all of the benefits are done. And that's a pretty good living in a little small town in the United States, I'm telling you. So, and I know some people who took jobs as ministers because of the money. I know some people who were ministers of one denomination who changed to another because this other denomination had better retirement benefits. Can you believe that? Had better retirement benefits, so they gave up their faith of one church, went to a completely different denomination that believed differently because of the retirement benefits, because this person was getting old and they wanted a better retirement. And it just makes you sick to your stomach. Makes you want to vomit. I mean, it truly does. I'm sorry if that's crude, but it makes you want to vomit to think that man would use God like this. And that's what they're doing. It's just that simple. And that's what I'm back to the prophets. If they're not called by God, then they're not prophets. They can call themselves anything they want. But if I got a watch on one arm and I got a bracelet on the other arm, I might can bang them two together all day long, and I can call them both watches. But it doesn't change the fact one's still a bracelet. It's that simple. You can call something anything you want. That's up to you. You can call it anything you want. But it might not be that. If you got a car out in your driveway, I'm going to say something that people are going to say, oh, you're just stupid. Well, listen to me. This is what I'm trying to get the point across. And maybe I'm just going a little too far. But anyway, here it is. You got a car sitting out in your driveway. You've always wanted a boat. So you call your car a boat. And you just tell everybody, I got the nicest boat. I just love my boat. You can call it a boat all day long, folks, but it's still a car. Go drive it off into the river and see what happens to it. It ain't going to float. It's not a boat. It's a car. And the same with prophets. Prophets from God are called by God. God may not, vocally blurt out a voice that you can hear, but God's going to put it in your heart and put it on your mind that He's calling you to a particular ministry. And if that ministry is to be a prophet, you will know it. If that ministry is to be a preacher, you will know it. If that ministry is to be an evangelist, you will know it. Because it's called by God, from God. Totally different than these people who want to become prophets. So they become either one because they say so, or they go to a school and learn how to be a prophet. Crazy thing. Or you can be like Kim Clement and say that he thinks he was supposed to be a prophet, or he claims to be called to be a prophet. So he went to Africa or some other country. I think it's Africa. I could be wrong on that. But anyway, I think it's Africa, to practice becoming a prophet. I have no idea how anybody could believe anything like that. Anybody could believe anything so stupid. If God called him to be a prophet, God will put the words in his mind and mouth. He won't have to practice. God will guide him. That's why I talk, a good example of that's this. You get a preacher who comes up to the pulpit, and he can stand there and he can preach, and he can preach the word of God with conviction, with reverence to God, and with an agenda that shows that it's God's work straight out of his mouth and heart and in his mind that God put there. And then you got the other preacher who can come up to the pulpit and have a big old 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 pages of text and stand there and read it and claim to be a message from God when all he's doing is reading something he got from somebody else. That's not preaching, that's reading. I know preachers that get on the internet and download sermons and then read those sermons on Sunday and call that preaching the Word of God. That's not the Word of God from them. That might have been the Word of God since maybe, and I say that loosely, maybe that's the Word of God that was given to someone else. But it wasn't given to that person. They're just using it because it's Sunday. I know a preacher who called another minister like a day or two before, like on a Friday or a Saturday, because they didn't have time to get their sermon prepared for Sunday. So they asked this other preacher if they could download his and use his. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. I can remember one time being asked on a Saturday, if I could preach the next day at a church. And I said, sure, I'd be glad to. And they said something that, I don't know the exact words, but something to the effect of, Is it too quick of a notice? I know that you don't have time to prepare, and I apologize for that. So, you know, is that going to be a problem? And my answer was, no, it's not a problem. Not a problem at all. God will give me something to give to his people. He'll put something on my heart, and it won't be any problem. Trust me, it'll be no problem. And it wasn't a problem. And the only reason I could say that with faith and boldness was because I have faith in God. I knew God would lay on my heart a message to give to the people. I didn't have... Now, if I was like a lot of these other preachers who have to sit and study all week long to come up with some kind of a message that because they have to do it like it's a textbook thing out of a school lesson, well, that's a whole nother story. But that's not preaching. To me, that's not preaching. To me, that's just being a teacher. If you want to be a teacher, take a Bible class. Teach a Bible class. Now, don't misunderstand that, what I said. I think preachers have to be teachers. I think they also have to teach. They preach and they teach. But what I'm saying is if someone's going to get up there and preach in a teaching manner only all the time, it's going to be boring. People are not going to get a lot out of it. And there's going to be no growth. People are not going to grow closer to the Lord. There's going to be nothing happening. It's going to become stagnant and stale. When a preacher preaches, he has to be able to preach in a way that gets the people's attention, that challenges them mentally, and also teaches them something from the Word of God. And that comes back to the prophets. The prophets were called by God himself. God chose his messengers. There's so many examples of that in Scripture. Here's one that says, "The Lord said to Abram, 'Go out from your country, your relatives, and your father's household to the land that I will show you. Then I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, so that you will exemplify divine blessing. I will bless those who bless you, but the one who treats you lightly, I must curse. And all the families of the earth will bless one another by your name.' So Abram left, just as the Lord had told him to do, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran." That's Genesis 12, 1 through 4. Now, Abram, you know, naturally became Abraham. But my point being that God chose who that messenger was. God told him what to do, and he done it. I mean, that's what he was told to do. When Moses was called, he was called to do a job from the Lord, and he did it. It's just no comparison from the prophets of old to the prophets of today. No comparison whatsoever in their attitudes, the way that they work, the way that they do, the way that they give that word that they claim they got from the Lord. In the old days, the old ministry, the Bible days, when a prophet of God said, "The Lord saith, thus saith the Lord," he said it with conviction. Look, out of time. Continue tomorrow. See you then. Bye-bye. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you, and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.